to know all about horses? Then stick around for 30 minutes with natural horseman Jim Swanner. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Learn more all about horses at jimswanner.com.
Hi folks, Jim Swanner here, host of All About Horses and a big fan of Tractor Supply Company. Can't think of a better sponsor for the show because Tractor Supply is all about horses and everything you need for grooming, health, feed, and care. Even more importantly, at Tractor Supply, you get the know-how of their people. They just don't sell you products, they give you advice and answer questions since many of them own and breed horses themselves. Stop by Tractor Supply at 601 U.S. Highway 72 West in Athens and see for yourself. Tell them Jim Swanner sent you. You'll be glad you did. I always am.
After a long, hard day's work on the farm, do something special for yourself. Treat yourself to some of that good, flavor-filled Witt's Barbecue located in Ardmore and Fayetteville, Tennessee. Witt's Barbecue has been smoking up the South since 1966. You know they have the best barbecue around, but you may want to try some of the other items on their menu, such as ribs, stuffed potatoes, or whole smoked chickens. So if you find yourself in Ardmore or Fayetteville, Tennessee, stop by Witt's for the best barbecue around. Weston and Lori Witt will be glad to serve you.
Are you looking for a positive environment to learn more about horses? Do you have a slight fear of horses and a desire to overcome it? Do you want to be safer around horses? If you are a beginner or slightly experienced, your age doesn't matter. We're here to help you. If you want to be around horses, then you need to contact the host of All About Horses, Jim Swanner. Jim is the owner of KIN Stables here in Athens, where being with and around horses is a very pleasant experience. He welcomes you to ask any of his students or boarders about their experiences at KIN Stables. Our horsemanship program at KIN Stables is a relationship-first-based program. We offer basic riding lessons with very safe horses. In our riding lessons, you learn more than just sitting in a saddle like a lump on a log. All of our classes are one-on-one to help you be in a safe environment. For anything we offer at KIN Stables, contact us at 256-874-6781 or jim@jimswanner.com. I guarantee you will have a wonderful experience.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right. Welcome this morning to All About Horses. As always, before we get started, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Bill Smith Buick GMC at 1942nd Avenue Northwest in Coleman, Alabama. Your preferred Buick and GMC dealer, also serving surrounding communities of Hartsville, Decatur, Madison, Hayden, Hansville, and Harvest. Whether you live near Huntsville or Birmingham, they have a new Buick for you, new GMC, or a pre-owned car to meet your needs. Check out our specials and incentives on Buick and GMC cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the new Buick LaCrosse and the GMC Arcadia, and much, much more. Come see Alabama's largest selection of new GMCs and new Buicks for sale on one lot. We specialize in used cars, used trucks, SUVs, and vans, and try to carry a used vehicle selection of every make and model known. After 60 years of selling used cars and trucks, we understand you have to have an inventory to be able to sell. When you drive a little, visit us. You will save a lot. That's Bill Smith Buick GMC in Coleman, Alabama. Their phone number is 866-245-8809. Give them a call or stop by Bill Smith Buick GMC at 1942nd Avenue Northwest in Coleman, Alabama. Well, as I said, welcome to All About Horses this morning. I have a guest that actually she was on last week, and I asked her to come back this week to talk about a particular subject that sometimes people have problems with. Jai Sequoyah, welcome to the show again this morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And we're sorry you're a little under the weather this morning since last week. It's getting that time of year where you start getting little sniffles and colds, and we hope you recoup very quickly, and thank you for getting up and being on with us. And Jai is in Slocan, British Columbia. And how's the weather up there today?
It's actually raining here today, but we've been a very dry time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of welcome.
Yeah. Well, the subject we want to talk about today, and you said you had some notes that you wanted to bring to us, it's about fear. And a lot of times, you know, since we talk about horses, a lot of people have a fear of horses, or something has happened that has caused them to have this fear or kind of an apprehension because our mind plays tricks on us a lot of times, that when something happens, then that's in our mind, and we're afraid it's going to happen again, especially if it's something traumatic. But, Jai, as we were talking before the show aired, fear is people have fear of everything, a lot of things, not everything, but, some people have fear of heights and then, insects and, just all kinds of phobias like that. And, it's a real thing in our mind. It's a real thing. So talk about some of your experiences and I want to talk about how you came to start to overcome but before we do that, let me say this, Jai is a blogger, and you can see her blogs, read her blogs at myhorseismyguru.ca. Last week I may have said .com, but it's myhorseismyguru.ca, and you can also find her on Facebook at My Horse Is My Guru. So put that in the context and Jai's blogs and read them. It's kind of about your journey with horsemanships, and explain how you came about doing that. It may give someone an idea of, they may want to start riding themselves.
Right. Thanks, Jim. When I got my horse in 2008, I actually had been doing a radio show on my local co-op radio, which I really enjoyed. I did that for 6 years, and it was a personal development kind of spiritual show. And I would talk about my own experiences, and often I would also get permission to read books by, like, spiritual teachers, like Pema Chodron, for example.
Uh-huh.
And I loved that. But once I got my horse, that became my new journey, and it needed all my focus and attention. So I stopped my radio show. So after a couple of years, I just thought, after watching a really lovely movie, I don't know if people have seen it, it's called Julie and Julia, and it's about a young woman, Julie, who's really depressed in her job and decides to embark on a blogging journey of cooking a recipe a day from Julia Child's cookbook. So the movie is just quite fun, but it inspired me. I thought, I don't consider myself, in quotation marks, any kind of expert on horses, but because of my own history of PTSD and childhood abuse, I had a lot of issues that came to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I started trying to communicate with my horse, and as I explained last week, if you want to listen to that show, a dear friend and neighbor showed up one day with Pirelli DVDs and natural horseman equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You're way too afraid to be on your horse. Learn how to communicate with him first on the ground and relate to him and learn mm-hmm. how to work with your own fear. So I blessed her forever for that.
Yeah.
And, so that was the beginning of it for me. I mean, obviously, I had years of counseling of all kinds of different kinds before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been... also, like I said last week, I had been on and off antidepressants for 10 years, but I wasn't able to connect with my horse on that medication, so mm-hmm. going off.
Yeah.
So that had its own challenges. But, so in terms of fear, where I went from there, I mean, I think maybe even you mentioned this last week or we've talked about it, Stephanie Burns is a doctor, and she worked quite closely with the Pirellis in... especially when it came to, I think, around level two, about dealing with fear
mm-hmm.
with horses. And she tells a hilarious story about not knowing what was going on when her horse would go to poop.
Yeah.
And when she was on her horse, and he would stop and get in a position and tighten his belly and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, oh, my God, what's happening?
And she said she'd jump off. She didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, she would get off. And you know, it's a funny thing to picture, and I even have a photo that I should actually humble myself and share on my blog. It was the first winter I had Prowler, and I had just gotten a new saddle. It was like minus 20. It was really cold.
Yeah.
That's Celsius, by the way. But still very, very cold. And a friend came and was taking some video and some photos for me, and I was up on him. All he was doing was eating hay.
Yeah.
Head down, he was eating hay, and he went to move, and it scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a photo of me pulling on the reins, a look on my face of like, oh my God. And it is comical to look at it. But in that moment, the fear I felt in my body was terrible.
Yeah.
It's like a shock, right? That
kind
of fear. So, you know, an accident also led me to take lessons on my horse Prowler, which is how I came to buy him. But the instructor that I had really did not know how to deal with my fear.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's how it led me on this path. But the thing I want to say about that is, you know, in our Western culture, it's pretty normal for people not to know or want to know how to respond to their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We're often not taught about it.
Yeah.
Children in our families of origin. And so when it comes to horses, if you're around them and you're afraid, or you're on them and you're afraid, you know, they're prey animals.
Right.
They are highly attuned. That's part of their survival.
Yes.
If a horse 200, you know, however far away from them is expressing some kind of fear, everybody's alerted.
Right.
Right? It ripples through the herd.
Yeah.
They go or whatever. So to think that you can hide your fear from a horse is like thinking, you know, if a rattlesnake bites you, that you can ignore the venom that's going to start coursing through your face.
Yeah.
That's the best example I can think of.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Once
it's
coursing through your adrenaline and your own limbic brain, your old brain, your fight or flight instincts are activated, you can't just turn that off with thought.
No.
So, for me, some of the things that I have learned to do, and I don't experience the fear as much anymore, but part of what the Pirelli system and other teachers as well, and Dr. Stephanie Burns talks about is the approach and retreat.
Right.
Which we do with horses when they're afraid of something. So they can slowly settle into a rhythmic feeling and, you know, not be forced and pushed into something.
Yeah. You know, and one thing, of course, in her book, it's called Move Closer, Stay Longer.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, you kind of take that the way it reads. And a lot of times, in my experience, we've helped a lot of people overcome a fear, especially with the horses. But, you know, and that kind of goes along with something else. You know, you have fear of something else. You know, the horses, you know, that's going to help you build confidence to overcome other fears.
Yeah.
I hope so anyway. But there's a process. We call it a process to the madness. And you know, talking about move closer and stay longer. Yeah, you move. And what that's talking about, your threshold of fear. You move closer to that threshold and try to get at that threshold and stay there a period of time, but don't stay there long enough that fear gets embedded a little deeper. You know, you get away from it, but you know, try to stay there a little bit longer each time. And I believe this is in the book. She was talking about this lady that wanted to do relay racing. I forgot what you call it. Swimming relay races.
Mm-hmm.
But she was afraid of water. But what she did was like drive to the parking lot and then leave, drive and get in the parking place and turn the motor off and then crank it up and leave and so on and so forth. Then she'd go in next to the pool and go back and get in the car and leave. And next thing she'd put her foot in the pool and leave. But you get the gist of the process of getting to a place to help you overcome that fear. It's not something just go jump in the water. It's not something that just go get on a horse and force yourself to overcome it, because you're never, like you said, you're never going to overcome it by forcing yourself.
No, just like you wouldn't help a horse overcome it.
Yeah.
By forcing them to do something. You've now embedded that fear as, yep, now I really have a reason to be afraid. Thank you for
That's
right. that.
Right? Yeah.
And you've reminded me, basically what she ultimately talks about in that book, and it's all coming back to me as you talk about it. I wasn't sure if I'd actually read it or not.
Yeah, well, just hold that thought right there, and we'll be up on a break, and folks, y'all stay tuned. This is interesting. We'll be right back with Jai Sequoia in just a few minutes.
All About Horses.
Spry Funeral Home reminds you that one of the wisest decisions you'll ever make is to pre-plan your funeral. Spry Funeral Home offers pre-planning, complete funeral arrangements, and honors all burial and cash policies. Founded by S.L. Spry in 1919, Spry Funeral Home has always believed that service to you is their first priority. Now in the third generation of Spry's, Greg and Jimmy invite you to call them at 232-2622. Or stop by their facilities on Highway 72 to find out more about how you can prearrange your funeral. Spry Funeral Home.
Team Hill Construction and Roofing at 411 Mill Street in Pulaski, Tennessee is not only nailing integrity into every roof, but also your installer for gutters, siding, drywall, and ceiling repair. Call today for a free estimate at 256-684-6510. Serving Middle Tennessee and North Alabama, BBB accredited, and they're licensed and insured. Tell them you heard it on All About Horses and receive $150 off the cost of your home improvement project. Call them at 256-684-6510.
Have any building projects you need to get completed? Collins Supply on Highway 72 West in Athens is where you need to begin. You'll find the professional help you need for all your building projects. Whether you're building a fence or a building, Collins Supply can help you with the supplies you need. If it's plumbing supplies, appliances, or insulation, Collins Supply can help you there too. Call Lakin, Dwight, John, or Beth at 256-232-3498. That's Collins Supply, Highway 72 West in Athens.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato. Hey folks, this is Jim Swanner, host of All About Horses. You don't have to play a child's game when choosing a heating and cooling company. Simply call Allen Brown Heating and Cooling at 256-232-4844. They're good, honest people doing reliable work. Whether you're cold and need heat or whether you're hot and need cool, call Allen Brown Heating and Cooling at 256-232-4844. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for land for your horses or a home for your family? The Cook team can find and negotiate the deal. We work for you. Buying or selling, our team is here to make your dreams a reality. Call Kevin Cook with the Leading Edge Real Estate Group at 256-206-5278. Visit our website, homesbythecookteam.com. That's 256-206-5278. The website is www.homesbythecookteam.com.
Now back to more All About Horses.
Welcome back to All About Horses. We're speaking with Jai Sequoia this morning from Slocan, British Columbia. And we're talking about, you know, kind of a main subject when we started was talking about fear and how to overcome that. You know, and of course, there is a process. You just don't throw yourself in the water or throw yourself on a horse. And Jai, you were getting into a conversation before we went to the break. So go ahead and continue.
Yeah, we were talking about Dr. Stephanie Byrne,
mm-hmm.
Move Closer, Stay Longer, and I was saying I guess I did read it, because hearing you talk about it is bringing up all kinds of memories of some of the things that she teaches about, talks about,
uh-huh.
And she does this kind of approach and retreat thing, and the main sort of basis of her study, and she's a doctor, she studies the science of adult learning and
yes.
behaviors. And the bottom line is trust.
Mm-hmm.
We don't trust ourselves. Like, if I'm just going to push myself into something and then something bad happens, how can I trust myself?
Right.
I'm not going to trust myself. And if you're taking that to a relationship where trust, your life can depend on that trust with that horse,
yeah.
then you've already got this terrible foundation of learning and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
And I was also talking about the fact that, learning to acknowledge our own fear
mm-hmm.
and knowing how to work with it and process it and sort of ground it.
Yeah. You know, that's something that is hard for us to do, is acknowledge our fear. For another fear of people, you know, looking at you like, well, or make fun of you, or you know, something along those lines. But you know, everyone has a fear, and you have to admit that fear to be able to work with that fear.
Yeah, absolutely. You just touched on a very key component there, which is people and even teachers and clinicians can be very shaming,
mm-hmm.
without even maybe even knowing it about. Fear.
Yeah.
So there's all these levels of things that we have to deal with. And
yeah.
Certainly, I wasn't in a big barn or something and trying to do natural horsemanship, but I've heard and read so many stories of people trying to learn new ways and just having people standing there judging them.
Yeah. You know, and you say that there is a certain amount of, I don't know if it's fear or what it is, but when I get new students and I tell them in the beginning, you know, it's not my job, it's not my duty to keep them safe, it's my responsibility. And so, you know, when I'm teaching someone in horsemanship, well, as Ray Hunt would say, you know, we start at the front. Because I don't know what anybody knows, so we start in the beginning of you know, of this is a horse, you know, that kind of thing. And but to try go take some, you know, steps in going through things to help people if they do have this anxiety about being around a big animal like that, to kind of work through that in a way, not push through it, but work through it. To gain knowledge. And as we were talking in the break, you know, sometimes fear is lack of knowledge. But one thing I made a note here where you were talking is a lot of times we have to trust our instincts. You know, our instincts will keep us safe. And one reason, you know, fear is in our brain is made to protect us.
Oh, absolutely.
And sometimes we're not smart enough for our brain, okay? So we have to listen to our instincts. We have to listen, you know, read our own body and kind of read the horse's body. Because like you said, the horse picks up on all of our emotions, whether it's relaxed or we have something, we're anxious about something, or we have a fear, or and even happy. You know, I always tell people there's only two emotions that you can really have around a horse, and that's laughter and patience. And once you can get that, not even having emotion is the best thing around a horse. Then you know they pick up on that softness that we have. So therefore, you know, if we have that, then we can start doing some things with the horse, because the horse sees us as something or someone or an animal or a predator that it can trust.
I think, you know, a lot of different, there's a lot of different schools now that actually use horses, not school, sorry, but
yeah, I understand what you're
saying. Equine-assisted learning and equine-assisted therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And because horses are such amazing mirrors, and they will acknowledge when you are actually in emotional coherence.
Yeah.
And in heart coherence, so that means you're not denying what you're feeling. That's all.
Right.
The plain English explanation for that. If I go out and I've done this when I've been playing with my horse. I had a reminder after watching a little video series from Karen Rolfe. She was working with a woman who had nothing to do with horses, but
mm-hmm.
she was talking about just expressing what's happening in the moment verbally.
Right.
So I was playing with my horse, and I don't right now remember exactly what was going on, but he was kind of holding. He holds back on me. And then I get frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Still to this day, this is a pattern the two of us had. And it comes from his own history, too, of who he is. And he was 22 when he came to me. He had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so normally what I would do is I'd get frustrated with him and ask him a little firmer, right? But this time, I kept walking. We were walking together on a big circle. And I said, oh, so frustrated right now. And I sort of expressed it, not at him, though, just beside him.
Yeah.
And he immediately licked and chewed, and he let go of some of what he was holding, and so did I.
Yeah.
And our little play session changed a bit then. So, you know, you can kind of go as deep as you want with it, Jim, in my experience. But for me, in that moment, we're both now breathing properly because maybe he was holding stuff because I was holding stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't fully, in alignment with what was going on with me.
Yeah.
For and whatever reason, whatever I brought into the session, maybe it was the conversation I had with my landlady the day before.
Yeah.
No, but he mirrored that to me. I expressed it, and we were able to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get that fine if you want to really allow your horse to show you what's going on. And the other thing that I really wanted to say was that when we aren't allowing ourselves and having self-compassion about the fact that we are afraid near a horse, that can then quickly turn, especially if you're on a horse and something happens and you don't just get off, which I highly recommend if you can.
Yes.
That can quickly turn to anger and rage.
Yeah.
That energy can, because it's self-protective.
It is. And
going into self-protection mode. So now so now we're really in danger.
Yeah, because the horse is going in the same thing.
So if you have a big fear trigger on or around a horse, move away or get off and make yourself safe. Make that horse safe, because especially if it's the type of horse that is quick to become afraid or lacks confidence, or is more of a just a high-spirited, you know, quick to get dizzy kind of horse, we can't expect them to hold it together.
Right.
We can't put that on them. I'm lucky because my old guy is very experienced, and he does kind of take care of me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he probably shouldn't, but I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
I ride in a bareback pad because he has a very difficult back at this stage of his life.
Yeah.
And, and if I get too riled up and I don't think I can breathe and ground it properly, then I get off.
Yeah. You know, talking about bareback pad, I love riding on a bareback pad. Of course, you know, some horses have a bony back and they're kind of hard to ride, you know, with a bareback, just bareback. But then I think, okay, the bareback pad, if something happens, it's easier for me to come off than it is in a saddle, and there's a lot less chance of me getting hung.
Yeah.
So I'll put it this way, it's an easier fall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, you know, and you, saying all this about the fear, about horses, you know, picking up our emotions, you know, there's a lot of schools, well, I say schools, like as you did, but that work with veterans, you know, with PTSD and you know, that's come out of battle, that has a lot of issues of things, and God bless them.
I don't know what it's called, but
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, so I just said Monty Roberts has a program that he started.
Yeah, he does. And actually, we've talked about that on the program here, and then I've got to get him back because he was going to Europe for about a little over two months, and I was going to have him back talk about it. It's called, I forgot what it's called, but anyway, works with veterans with horses. And you know, a lot of times these horses, you know, they do take on our persona a lot. But, you know, it's kind of like this thing. Wrote an article here a couple 3 weeks ago. It's you know, it's called The Greatest Influence, and you know, talking about horses, talking about people, you know, who has the greatest influence on your horse? The same as who has the greatest influence on you. Well, it's the people you hang out with, and you know, the horse, the greatest influence there is the person that it hangs out with, and hopefully it's the owner. And once you, you know, hang out with your horse, I mean, just hang out with it. You don't have to do anything. Just be there and learn to start to trust. And especially if you have, you know, the fear thing, you know, don't push yourself. Don't think, well, I've got to get this done today. Even in the natural horsemanship world, you know, there's no need to get it done today. You know, you always set up today what you're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah. We have a hard time with that sometimes as humans because we get agendas in our heads.
Yeah.
Rather than letting the horse dictate what they're ready to do.
Right.
and letting them tell us to a certain extent. I find that's a really fine line that I'm still learning a lot about. Because sometimes you can come back later.
You can always come back later, and you don't have to push it. You don't have to say, okay, I have a week to get this done. You know, it's and talking about Monty Roberts, he has a quote says, if you have 15 minutes, it's probably going to take you all day. If you have all day, it's probably going to take you 15 minutes.
Totally.
And that's the mindset. You know, you've got to go and you know, even you know, overcoming these fears and whatnot. You can't set a timeline. You can't say, well, I have 2 weeks to get done with this, because you're not going to get it done.
No.
You know, you go in there and take your time and do what you need to do. And same with a horse. Do with the horse what needs to be done, but don't force anything.
Yeah.
Well, Giant, we're out of time. Good grief. I'm going to ask you back again at another date, because this is a big subject, I think, that a lot of people need. And you know, not only fear with horses, but fear of a lot of different things. So again, thank you for being on again today, and I do hope you get feeling better real soon.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Yeah,
really enjoyed talking to you, Jim.
Well, folks, y'all tune in again next week for another All About Horses.
Join us next week and visit jimswanner.com to learn more all about horses.